All right, let's see what I have here. So shout out to MJ over there on the Patreon, holding it down. I see your comment. That was sad. I got you. Quite frankly, this program is now brought to you by me trying to do something better for MJ on the Patreon. So, to make MJ unsad, we will begin by listening to this man's voice.
Suckers, they can lift it. What the hell? I watch all these guys, Mark, working out. They're working out. They can never top a forklift, right?
All right. We're talking about forklifts, baby. Look, I'm here to bring you good cheer and things and whatnot. All right, let's see what's happening. Where does he go with this? We're talking about forklifts, or are we?
I'd rather drive a forklift than lift this way. But he drove it, and he drove it well. But I guess he was complaining about taxes in his town, and he got up and he made a speech. And they didn't care too much about what he said. They just said, this is the greatest speaker we've ever heard. Would you like to run for lieutenant governor or something?
Yeah. All right. So apparently there was a guy that could drive a forklift, and it's better to have a forklift than lifting like this. And he kind of raised the roof with his arms there, to Trumpelstiltskin raising the roof. My goodness, this bastard can ramble. Here we go. It's amazing that he's actually sort of staying on his point, because I've seen him just be so incoherent, and not in a funny way like Sarah Palin. Like in a sort of, man, shut the fuck up sort of way. Oh, where's he going with this?
And he ran. Look at him, he's laughing. He ran. And he's been an unbelievable Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
All right, an unbelievable Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Now, real quick here. We don't do anything real quick here. Over at the Wikipedia, all right? I'm on the Wikipedia. Two paragraphs, real fast. One, a lieutenant governor is an official in state governments of 45 out of 50 of the United States. In most cases, the lieutenant governor is the highest officer of the state after the governor, standing in for that officer when they are absent from the state or temporarily incapacitated. In the event a governor dies, resigns, or is removed from office, the lieutenant governor typically becomes the governor, kind of like a vice president. Yenna. Second paragraph. And this is because you got to skip around. That's why I read the whole thing first and picked out what I want to cite, because I'm a propagandist. Second paragraph. The positions are sometimes criticized for lacking in duties and power, and described by political insiders as, quote, get up, read the paper, see if the governor is dead, if not, go back to sleep, end quote. In the 2010 election for the lieutenant governor of Rhode Island, 40% of the vote was won by Robert J. Healy, a perennial candidate who wanted to abolish the office, saying if you open up the dictionary to sinecure, you have a picture of the lieutenant governor of Rhode Island. And once more, real fast, sinecure. A noun, a position requiring little or no work, but giving the holder status or financial benefit. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. But what did Trumpelstiltskin just say? Run that back. Bring that beat back.
And he's been an unbelievable Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
I tell you, maybe he reads the shit out of that paper to see if the governor is dead. Maybe he's just one reading motherfucker. Like, if there's two things Mark Robinson does, it's drive the forklift and read. And I tell you, that's impressive. right. What the fuck was that? Updates are available to install. Apparently my computer wanted to make a little noise to tell me that. I don't care.
I heard him, and by the way, his wife is much, much more lovely than he is. I can tell you that, and she's my friend. Thank you, darling, for being here. But, you know, I heard him coming in on the plane.
He is such a socialite. He just says what he knows he should probably say in the moment. Like, this truly is a New York dinner party-ass motherfucker right here. Jesus.
But, you know, I heard him coming in on the plane. I was listening, and I said to the people on the plane, watch this. This is Martin Luther King on steroids, okay? Now...
Martin Luther King on steroids. Excuse me. All right. I'm gonna keep recording with a cat in my lap because apparently this... I have three cats and one of them is lonely and wants to be in my lap because the other two don't like to hang out with him. I don't get it. Fine. All right. On steroids. Keep going.
I told that to Mark. I said... I think you're better than Martin Luther King. I think you are Martin Luther King times two. And he looked at me, and I wasn't sure, was he angry because that's a terrible thing to say, or was he complimented? I have never figured it out. But I'm telling you, he's one of, right? When I said that to you, you looked like, I don't know if I like that comment. You should like it because you are outstanding, and you're going to be the next governor, so that's going to be very cool.
Oh, God, I love that he's, like, talking to him like he's a little boy in front of this white crowd like that. You're gonna be the next governor. That's cool. He really said cool. All right, we're having a good time. Is this episode sad, MJ? This is for the homie on the Patreon.
Now, you know the fake news will go today, and they'll take that little statement that I make, that little cute statement, and they'll say, he said that this gentleman is better than Martin Luther King. This is a terrible thing. Is he a racist? It'll end up being... I don't care. It doesn't matter. Because the people get it. Mark, the people get it. Thank you.
I love that in the background, you know, they have the people that are behind you that are essentially hand-selected to represent the diversity behind you. They found two black dudes, and they're both right next to each other. And one of them is trying to get his face on camera from behind a white woman. It's outstanding. I like that one of the guys in the crowd looks like a Confederate version of DJ Vlad. This is great. This is outstanding. I think Mark Robinson is going to be my guy for a little minute here. Some of y'all know how I get into shit like that. When I first started podcasting, William Lane Craig was my guy. I was obsessed with William Lane Craig. Every stupid thing that came out of his fucking face, I had to cover it. Years later, y'all saw me with Carrie Lake. I was on Carrie Lake for like 2 months. I was obsessed. Mark Robinson might be my guy. I'm not sure. Fiends Collider sat down, but the microphone is not even plugged in. Okay, shout out to MJ again. Fiends Collider has now came and sat down here, and ironically was just on the telephone with somebody talking about Mark Robinson. The Trump clip is over. Mm-hmm. You heard the Trump clip already or were told about it?
I was told that Trump basically said he's a better Martin Luther King.
Better than Martin Luther King on steroids.
Yeah, I was told that, and then because the person I was talking to lives in North Carolina, so he's running for governor there, so they were like very concerned. But they said apparently he's going to conservative like white Christian churches, telling them that black people should be grateful to white people for slavery.
Who?
And that black people don't deserve reparations because like white people gave us so much by bringing us here, and apparently that's what he does on his Sundays.
When I clipped on a sermon where he speaks, and we're going to dance around that a little bit. We're going to have a little fun.
Mm.
And when I heard his speech, this is something that I brought up before on Rashani's program, Single Simulcast, but I don't recommend that program because I don't think it's cool when people laugh at a story about rape. I don't think that's groovy. So, Rashani's a buster. Fuck that show. Like, I brought it up on that program that, yeah. That I do differentiate. Like, all Southern accents are not built the same.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when I see a black person from the South, I expect, like, an iteration of a Southern black Texas mm-hmm. or a Southern black Atlanta, mm-hmm. which is, and then a Southern black Florida is, like, an offshoot of the Atlanta, the Georgia, right? And then, like, once you get to, like, Alabama and shit, I don't know what I have no idea what to expect. But you can differentiate between a white and a black one. Mm-hmm. If you just hear the voice on the phone, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know it's Southern.
Right.
And remember that black kid CJ Pearson that made his name for a little bit? Yeah, yeah. He sounded white. Mm-hmm. Like, if I heard him on the telephone, I would think, who's this little redhead ass boy? But shut every one of your punk ass freckles up and hang up the phone. Because mm-hmm. I would not have thought he was black. When you hear Mark Robinson talk...
Oh.
Sounds a little funny.
Yeah, I've never heard him talk, so.
I don't know who raised him, but his Southern accent, it's missing some melanin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder if he was adopted. Is he like light skin? Is he like biracial?
I don't know. Everything I'm learning about him has been in the past 12 minutes.
Okay, well, yeah. Same for both of us, apparently.
Yes. I don't know. What is about... I know a little bit of what is about to happen because I listened to some of his sermon and I just finished the clip and I figure you should hear some of this Trump clip. So we're going to replay...
He is not looking mixed.
No.
No.
No. He is a colored feller. He's like... Folks, if anyone's seen me before, he is like a shade or two lighter than me, which isn't very light.
Mm-mm.
I tend to... And that's the thing, like... Male privilege, I'm very aware of racism and that I'm black, and then, like, within black people, apparently colorism is a thing, but I think that's more of a misogyny issue. That's not a misandry issue. But, like, I tend to forget how dark skin I am, because I'm not really thinking about it, because I am me. Like, I don't really give a shit. But, yeah, this is one of the moments where I'm like, oh, that's right. Not a lot of black folks are really in my league. When it comes to being dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't get a summer color, all right? Now let's just this little bit of Trump's clip, the way he talks to this grown-ass man, it's great.
Oh, no.
Right? When I said that to you, you looked like, I don't know if I like that comment. You should like it. Because you are outstanding.
Yeah.
Not the finger wag at him when he said, you should like it, nigga.
You should like it. It's great.
Standing, and you're going to be the next governor, so that's going to be very cool.
Yeah. And they obviously have signs up that say too big to rig, which I think it's great that they use the T-O-O and the T-O properly, because Republicans can very easily fuck that up.
Okay, get a brain, moron.
Right, Obama's the Antichrist. It's fucking people, man. Oh, man. And so, obviously, let's just take a look at a part of the Guardian article, because the Guardian, they gotta hit their word count, you know how it is. But right here, just a little bit of what this cat be riffing on. Robinson has a history of statements. I don't like the word controversial anymore. Like, I'm bored with that. Like, this is just how these people talk. Mm-hmm. And if these people are so much of the population and what they say isn't controversial to them, then take it as this is just how these people are in this ideological lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a history of controversial statements. He has described COVID-19 as a globalist conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump.
Ah, okay.
Right, criticized efforts to teach LGBTQ+ issues in sex education, referring to transgender homosexual people as filth. Mm-hmm. He also said people who are gay are equivalent to what the cows leave behind, as well as maggots and flies.
Mm-hmm.
He implied at a campaign last event last month that transgender women should be arrested if they use women's bathrooms. This one's great. He once described the movie Black Panther, which the first half of that movie is one of my favorite movies. He once described the movie Black Panther as created by an agnostic Jew and put on film by a satanic Marxist. He then said it was only created to pull the shekels out of your Schwarze pockets.
Okay.
And the Facebook post is still up where you said, history, who said it? Number one, pride in one's own race, and that one, and that does not imply contempt for other races, is also a normal and healthy sentiment. I have never regarded the Chinese or the Japanese as being inferior to ourselves. They have the right to be proud of their past, just as we have the right to be proud of the civilization to which we belong.
Oh, that is extra grimy at the end of that.
Yeah.
Like, not our civilization, but the one that we belong to. Oh my God.
This is a fun guy.
I did mention the book Gender Queer is one of the books that Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson says should not be in any public school.
The Lieutenant Governor is not backing down for remarks he made about transgender people and homosexuality. In a new video this weekend, Robinson defended his comments, citing various books he said are being used in public schools to teach kids about transgender or homosexuals. Today, we talked to Democratic State Representative Holly Dahl, who's one of few LGBTQ members of the General Assembly.
Well, we know that person's going to push back. That's our job.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just, yes. Like, as a side note, not really related to this, notice he said transgender or homosexual. Like, I need you fucking, like, queers who are like, everything's fine if we get rid of trans people. No, 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 no. You will not be safe. He said transgender or homosexual. He meant everybody.
Yeah, like, I'm telling y'all, like, look, if I may heterosplain something to you, the way, like, you got these socially conservative black men out here trying to go right-wing with their politics because they want to oppress black women into being white 1950s housewives, those same white men will lynch you if they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a cis gay person beefing with transgender folks, queer niggas and all that, that same lynching tree is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really want to follow, well, how Hitler followed America. They want to cycle it back. Remember, there were triangles for everybody.
Yeah.
There were triangles for every the fuck body.
Just pick your color.
Tell you, man, these white fascists are not your friends. All right? Let me hit a point right there. Now, before we get to his sermon, which is, I think, may end up being the bulk of what we do or whatever the fuck we're doing here, I'm just trying to give MJ on the Patreon something a little different than just my series of rest in peace sad stories, which are relevant, important. Let's do those. But also, hey, you know, you don't get to over 1,000 episodes by only covering one topic. So he responds to people finding, because his Facebook post is from 2014. So he's kind of just been like this. Remember, not long ago 2014 was, there was a black president. That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
Like 2014, that was when the murder of Michael Brown happened.
Mm.
Yeah, 2014, Phoenix Kalita and I met each other and said, let's run off into the woods together.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
We should have done that.
The house is made of wood. So he now sees that people have found that Facebook post. He left it up and he responds to it at what? A Daughters of the Confederacy, I mean Moms for Liberty event.
And here's the thing. Whether you're talking about Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
Whether you're talking about Chairman Mao.
What, you don't like his southern accent?
I see what you mean about the voice. Holy shit.
You don't like that iteration of the southern accent?
Woo!
Oh, partner chief.
And here's the thing. Whether you're talking about Adolf Hitler, whether you're talking about Chairman Mao, whether you're talking about Stalin, whether you're talking about Pol Pot, whether you're talking about Castro in Cuba, or whether you're talking about a dozen other despots all around the globe, it is time for us to get back and start reading some of those quotes.
And that, that's about as intellectual as he's going to get. And also, I wish they would have made the clip longer. 25 seconds, come on, you could put more than that on Twitter. Now, to the sermon. I skipped past the part where he kind of introduces himself. You know, and also it's a long sermon. Like, I went through an hour and 53 minutes of shit to find where he actually finally talks. And he is already Lieutenant Governor.
Right.
So he's there as, like, a political guest. And this stream is 2 years ago on the YouTube of Berean Baptist Church. BBC. And it only has 362 subscribers. But for some reason, this video has over 7,000 views. We know why. And comments are turned off. I'm sure we have a good guess why.
There was a time in my life when I was ashamed to even say the word Jesus. Unless, you know, I hit stub my toe. And then
I don't buy that. There was no point in your life that you were ashamed to say Jesus, you lying fuck.
I don't have a problem. Jeez. But I was ashamed to say it. I remember one time in particular when I just started a new job in Asheboro. I was just started in the first place where I worked furniture. And I was beside an older gentleman and we were just talking. And he looked at me and he said, you know, we couldn't do nothing in our lives if it wasn't for God. And I just kind of looked at him like, yeah, what do you want me to say about that? You know, and here it is, raised in the church, was saved at the time, had proclaimed to be saved at the time, but was afraid to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ because I was not living according to the ways he wanted me to live.
All right. Now, can we point out that he is clearly still gluttonous without body shaming because he is the one that claims to be the Jesus man?
It was just funny the way he said the way Jesus wants me to live. It almost sounded like he said race, and that's just like a hilarious, almost Freudian slip.
Oh, it's a, I don't have a dad joke for that one yet. Give it a minute.
And so I was ashamed to say that. So to all those naysayers out there that contact me on social media and send me emails, all you quasi-political advisors who tell me you need to ease up on all the religious stuff, aw, fooey. I'm not going to do it.
Like I said, aw, fooey. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He knows how to perform for them folk.
Ooh.
He knows how to say what they want to hear, how they want to hear it. He knows how to put on... He's like... That's the thing. You'll never be in their hegemony. You'll never be a good old boy. You'll always be that without the old. You get me, son? All right.
When that little guy Screw said it, bah humbug, I'm not doing it. I'm going to stand up every chance I get and thank God because God is the reason why I'm here. He's the reason why this nation is here. He's the reason why this is a blessed and prosperous land. It's because of him. It's not because of some self-help guru somewhere. Reason why this is a great nation is not because we're that good, it's because God has been that good to us. Yeah. It's time for us to stand up and say it. I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, let him work. I listened to a bit of this preemptively to see if it was worth our time. Let him work. I think some other podcasters might say, let him cook. I think that that's the language.
That's what
use.
The kids say these days.
Yeah, let him cook.
Because if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. Probably somewhere drunk in a gutter somewhere, or dead in the grave, or locked up in somebody's prison. Because he's the reason why.
I like he said somebody's prison.
You know whose prison it is. You know how the 13th Amendment works? It's their prison. All right. You know, Malcolm X would say you're in the prisons of your mind, brother.
This dude would carry the rope to his own fucking lynching.
I had a line about that, and I guess I might as well, since we're doing that now, because as I just said about, you know, beefing with queer folks, transgender folks, those are your comrades. But these white folks, they will lynch you and they will laugh about how your big ass 320-pound black body broke the tree branch.
Oh, I was gonna assume it would be a decapitation.
Huh. Shit, they may just fucking James Byrd your ass.
Mm.
They got big old trucks now. They got bigger trucks for James Byrd.
They do.
Yeah. A big old power F-250 with the hitch.
I am what I am and have what I have and can do what I do. So we thank him first and foremost.
Now, let's keep in mind that his only skill that I know of is forklift operator. I can do that shit without Jesus, but also I can do forklift, walkie stack, pallet jack. We can all do pallet jack, skyjack. But let's keep in mind, I can maneuver the skyjack while it is jacked. I can be over two stories in the air and safely, carefully drive that motherfucker around a corner without Jesus. And without a safety harness because, you know, fuck OSHA.
Fuck OSHA.
So, here it is.
Here it is.
Let's talk about where we are in this country right now.
I'm not going to lie. That white man in
the... Hold up. Yes.
That white man in the chair in the background is just sending me.
Makes me wish you were doing video.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, if y'all do see this clip, I don't know. I guess this is at a church.
Yeah, so Berean Baptist Church.
Maybe it's the pastor's, a head pastor or something. Hmm. But he's just sitting in like a chair and this black man just keeps walking back and forth preaching in front of him. And this old white man is just there staring at him. And it actually reminds me of a thing I was reading about how slave owners were talking about like how great it was to introduce Jesus to the slaves because the black preachers were even more effective than the white preachers at keeping them faithful. And like, it's just really giving me that vibe right now.
Okay, so because you know me, like, I'm so not... I'm online, but Phoenix Cleveland knows what I'm doing online. I'm listening to very boring white anarchists talk about philosophy. That's most of what I'm doing on the internet these days. So, lace me up. What is sending me? Oh. What is this?
It's very amusing to me.
Ah!
Yes.
Okay, I'm like, does that mean overwhelming? Is it...
It's amusing.
Does it make you want to go to bed? I don't know what's happening. I am very old and boring.
At food line, it was nearly $10 for a pack of bacon.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on. I need context for this pack of bacon. Hold on, let me run that back a second. Oh, shit, now I see the white man you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You see what I'm saying, though?
That is a displeasing image.
Oh.
Berean Baptist Church live stream. MJ on Patreon, let me know if you want a link to this.
It's not because we're that good, it's because God has been that good to us. It's time for us to stand up and say it. I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. Probably somewhere drunk in a gutter somewhere.
Oh, damn, it rewinded so effing far.
Ooh.
Oh, can I get rid of... There we go. Get rid of the top chat thing.
Thank him first and foremost. So, for gasoline.
Oh, damn. It is... That's the thing about these real long things. You click to rewind a second, and it rewinds a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did we already play this part, or did it...
No, we did not.
There we go. I think I have it in order.
In this country right now.
Uh-huh.
Went in the store the other day, looked at a pack of bacon at food line. It was nearly $10 for a pack of bacon.
Well, then pull yourself up by your bootstraps so you can afford it, Buster.
He doesn't look like he needs more bacon.
See now, Feast Leader is body shaming?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fluffy brother.
A fluffy. Okay. Well,
again, if you're so Christian, why are you so gluttonous?
I'm saying.
That is one of the seven deadly ones. You know, but you never know. Could have an invisible disability. Could have. All right.
Well,
let's see where this is going. But again, I love that the people that are the most pro capitalism can't function in it very well. I swear to fuck, like I told you about the coworker at work, where it's like, you're so pro-capitalism, and you're nearing the age of 50, and you're very, you know, Republican, pro-personal responsibility, to my understanding, nearing the age of 50, why don't you have money saved up to where you don't care when we get sent home early so you don't get the full 8 hours you expected? You need some Marxism. You need some feminism. Come on.
Went over and took a look at some of the other meats. Saw how high inflation is. Inflation is out of control. Went to the gas pump and looked at the gas pump. Won't be long before we'll be paying $5 a gallon for gasoline.
We did that under Bush. We did that under the last Republican. I remember that. Because what always sticks out in my head was that milk and gas were the same for a gallon. Yeah, milk and gas were both $5. I remember that in Central Florida at the time.
Then I turned on the funny papers. Now here's what I call the funny papers. The funny papers, for those of y'all don't know, that's social media. Whenever I want to know what's going on.
Yeah,
Tacky.
Play into that crowd. This what they like.
I don't turn on the TV anymore. The TV is for Andy Griffin.
Oh my God. Andy fucking Griffin. Of course he would watch Andy fucking Griffith. All right.
Yeah. This guy. And even if he doesn't, he knows he's supposed to say that.
Nothing good on TV but Andy Griffin.
Like, tell me this big old 90s brother does not like watching the Parkers on Netflix. Come on now. Don't be silly, Billy McGilly, for really with me. I know a Parkers fan when I see one. I'm a Parkers fan. And matter of fact, I bet he's a lot more comfortable than me watching the Parkers. I told you, I tried to binge watch the Parkers, and it was like, homophobic joke. Homophobia. Jesus. Take it down a notch, 90s niggas.
I turn on the funny papers when I want to find out what's going on. I turn the funny papers on to what I see. See a woman down in Florida taking children on a field trip to a gay bar.
Oh, no. A gay bar.
See people on social media.
Wait.
Got chapped.
You can't bring children into a bar.
No, that's where they take children into gay bars.
All right.
Like on a very regular basis.
All right.
So you're saying that after a long day of school, a kid can't have a drink at a gay bar?
Yeah.
Fetus Collider, anti-freedom. Anti-freedom. That's why this guy is Martin Luther King on steroids.
Challenges in school, slap the teacher challenges on TikTok and so forth.
What? Yeah. Slap the teacher challenge? What is he talking about?
The slap the teacher challenge, which is a real thing that's happening.
All right.
And it's one of those things where I don't respect it enough to verify it before I clown it. Because who knows? There may be someone who said, I made up a slap the teacher challenge. Is it real? Is it serious? Right? Because I've heard this shit before when they say, what was it? The knockout game.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing the knockout game.
Yeah, they kept saying the knockout game. Then it was actually people just getting into fights.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all right.
Because it's America. People hit each other here. Because we're united in these states.
Then, you know, you look and you see what the president is doing. Or at least the guy they call the president anyway.
But he is nailing the talking points. Like, frankly... Like, if I was a McPublican advisor, I'd be like, yo, fuck the governorship. Run for Trump's VP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will actually, like, that black male voter apathy, which is like an infinitesimal percent, but you would actually get that, the whole Manosphere black vote, the whole Hotep black vote, you would have that entirety of the black vote, which again, infinitesimal number of voting Americans. But you would actually get them if you ran, and then you could boast those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he should really just run Trump's VP. Oh, God, it's going to be an ugly 4 years coming up. Whew.
He don't seem too presidential to me. You know, he got a program to call.
He seems presidential to me. He won the Electoral College. He has a history of sexual assault and sexual harassment. That's very presidential to my understanding.
Comes from money.
Oh, I didn't know his parents have big money.
Yeah.
I did not know that about him. Okay, comes from money. Shit. He knew a guy named Corn Pop, which is presidential as shit. All right? Way better than who was Cory Booker's fake friend?
T-Bone?
Yeah.
T-Bone? Yeah.
Yeah, Corn Pop is way harder than T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? T-Bone just gets into car crashes.
Wait, you didn't see that? Oh, probably not, because you're not on Twitter. They did a whole article about his family and how basically, like, his grandpa was in trouble and just, like, paid for the court case to go away. I don't remember if he killed someone, like he shot someone. I don't remember if the person died, but basically just like paid for it to go away. Yeah.
That really recontextualizes the way Joe Biden says, come on, man. Like, I could see his grandfather saying it the same way. Like, oh, come on, man. Just drop them charges, man.
Come on, man.
Like, why do they talk like jazz musicians in that family?
Build back better. I think you ought to put it back like you found it. Leave it alone.
He can nail their favorite talking points.
Yes. Sorry, just as a side note, because I had to look it up real quick. Abraham Lincoln pardoned Biden's great-great-grandfather after a Civil War-era brawl.
What the fuck? A presidential Donnybrook?
And his great-great-grandfather's name was Robinette, by the way. That's where the Robinette comes from in the middle name. So the two men scuffled. Robinette drew... Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't a gun. A knife.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Cut the guy.
Stabbing niggas.
Yeah. So, and then got... And then his friends petitioned Lincoln because he had, like, friends in politics. And that's how he got pardoned for almost killing someone in a barroom brawl after the Civil War. So, yes. Comes from money and political power, going back for a minute.
Money, power, and violence.
Yes.
That, he's presidential than a motherfucker. And also, that shows the progress that America's made, because Jay-Z kind of did the same thing. He was like, oh, is that Lance Un Rivera? I'm going to stab him and then make the charges go away. And then rap about how I just scratched him and I'm back to being Hova on the Blueprint 2 album. Come on. All right, I like what that does to my decibels. It just gives me an ugly line of wave file when they clap like that.
But you look at what's going on there, and then you look at what's going on around the world, or look at what happened over in Afghanistan. You know, left all that equipment over there. And look at all this stuff that's going on. Look at the way our school system is. You look at-
Doesn't every president do that? Just fucking call off some shit? And it's not really the president doing that. That's the Pentagon leaving equipment behind after fucking ground fights.
If y'all haven't seen the movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage, I would recommend you watch it. He plays an arms dealer. Hmm. And that was actually how he got most of his guns, was every time we left a conflict, like the arms dealers would rush in and grab shit and then sell it to somebody to create the next conflict. And he basically became a millionaire after the USSR fell. Because they just stole, like, they were just stealing weapons out of former, like, Soviet bloc countries. It's also a good movie, I think, so. But, yeah, no, we've been doing that, so, yeah.
Whatever. Arms dealer. Fuck that. I would sell some arms, and then with that money, I'm not about being a McGazillionaire. Once I have enough to where I can give Phoenix Kalita some proper healthcare, and... do some proper ass maintenance on the greenhouse and get some more plants. I'm just giving the rest of that shit to Palestine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Palestine gets all the straps. All right. But I would have to come in from the other side. I'm not going through Gaza, nigga.
Don't go through Gaza.
Yeah, Gaza is, again, Gaza is a hood that I'm not built for, because Israel is Crips real and they do drive-bys. Let's do it.
All this stuff, and you look at it and think, why in the world Has the world just seemed like it's gone crazy?
Can I just point out, I fucking hate when conservatives talk like that.
What up?
Like, all this stuff, you know, like, schools and just all these things, like, stuff. Just, like, all the stuff. And then, like, they never go, like, into, like, specific detail about what the things are. Like, all he said was stuff. Like, schools and more stuff. Like, Afghanistan and stuff.
And I like that his face is matching you doing it. Like, he's also like, I am confused about what I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be mad at. Hey, Mr. White Man, what am I supposed to be mad at, sir? And I bet you he says sir like that. He says sir, S-U-H.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Uh-huh, sir.
It just seems like the world just overnight just went crazy, just turned upside down.
Overnight, so trajectories don't exist, you doofus?
Also, when the fuck was Afghanistan get started? That's been years. What the fuck do you mean overnight?
Yeah.
That's been going on for a long ass time.
Like, that's MySpace era, my nigga. That's when Tom wasn't banning anybody.
Also, weren't we fucking sending arms over to Afghanistan to fuck with Russia, like, in, like, the 80s?
Oh, isn't now that you're how, outside of my knowledge
Because isn't that how, like, Bin Laden started?
Oh.
Right, because, yeah, a bunch of, like, those folks, because we were sending them arms and giving them training in, like, the 70s or the 80s, I'm pretty sure.
Chicago niggas don't forget anything.
Pepperidge Farm remembers, goddammit.
And you look at it and you wonder why. Why has the world gotten to the place that it is now? I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-oh. Oh,
one simple thing.
Now, I'm just going to guess that it's because ain't no Jesus.
Ain't no Jesus. Ain't enough ass whoopings on these badass kids. Too much liberals, the gays, feminism.
The cognitive dissonance of we all got our ass whooped, but also no one's getting their ass whooped. And here I am. I'm the only one, apparently, that didn't get my ass whooped. No criminal record, re-enrolled myself to graduate on time, no, and since we're going to play respectable, no children out of wedlock. Like, what the fuck, man? I am your so-called model citizen, and I got talked to, and I played with My Little Ponies. I didn't even have G.I. Joes. I had one Ninja Turtle, and that's because Donatello was the scientist, and I liked scientists. Maybe y'all should raise your kids how my mother tried to raise me.
No, you gotta whoop the ass.
Okay, do you like how that's turning out?
Just hit him more, hit him harder. You can fix it.
Oh, like Henry Bowers, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Fucking Christ.
One simple thing. Because the world now thinks it's smarter than God.
Yeah.
Oh, because the world is smart. So it's not that the world got rid of God, but smarter than God.
But that's also a callback to that Tower of Babel shit.
Oh, what Tower of Babel was so, like, everyone spoke different languages?
That was the consequence. The actual story is that people thought that they could build a tower, like a tower to heaven to get to God. And God got pissy with their arrogance and then scattered them. And that's like how he created all the different languages so they couldn't talk to each other anymore. Which is weird because Christians are very big on evangelizing everybody and learning languages to, you know, translate Bibles. But at one point, God did not want us to talk to each other because we get too arrogant when we get together. But yeah, that's that. Like, I can hear, like, the Tower of Babel, like, callback with the arrogance of these people thinking they so smart.
It seems also like, I mean, clearly the white man is your God and you up on stage talking like you smarter than him. He leaning back in the wing back because I know what that is now. Whew, that white man is very content with this good one.
I'm telling you that the black preachers are even better than the white ones.
Whew. Like, he is, like, adjusting his tie. He is making sure the Windsor is straight. Because this black man is up here getting the words of the Lord straight.
We think we are smarter than God.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was a time this country would say it proudly, that we needed God. Amen. Now we got people running this country that think they are God. They won't push God out of the way. You know, I was talking to somebody about issues, one time. Uh-huh. And I said something to the effect of, well, you know, the Bible says the exact opposite of that.
Now, but and what issues, though? He didn't specify what issues we're talking about right now.
He tells the story in his own trajectory, right? You start at the end, you remind him what happened in the beginning, and then we'll do the middle tomorrow.
We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, he's smarter than God. He knows how to tell a story. You don't. Oh, God, my bad. I had dairy. Okay.
Hey, I took my phone out and opened up my Bible, and I read a passage from the Bible that explained exactly what I meant. And this person stopped me and said, now, wait a minute. Now, that's all good, but you got to remember the real world.
See, again, I can't take it. I can't fucking take it with these hypocrites. What was the context of the story? What Bible verse did you pull out? What were you contradicting? Like, yeah, you're telling a story, but you're not giving us any details of this story.
Well, if you look at the way he has broken eye contact from the crowd and is looking at the ground, he hasn't made that part up yet. Let him figure out the lie before he commits the sin of lying it.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Yeah, let him cook. If he can afford the meat.
Oh.
And I looked at him and I said, the real world? How do you think the real world got to where it is? The real world got to where it is because...
Your ancestors were slaves and built it. That's how the real world got to where it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you forgot that, brother. Fucking coon.
The real world forgot the real word. That's how the real world got how it is.
God damn it, he is skilled, though. I'm not gonna pretend he ain't. As far as, like, what his actual job is, he's good at that. I wanna see how he gets down on the forklift. I have my doubts.
I mean, I don't want to be, like, rude about it, but would he fit into a forklift seat?
Not comfortably, no.
Yeah.
He's probably one of those I bet he probably has one that doesn't have the armrest. And also, those things are adjustable. Mm. You can take off the seat that came with it and put on a larger one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put on a larger one. You can remove the armrest. I've seen some forklift drivers that bring a special pillow from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he maybe does that. For the folks that, like, if you don't look at this video, this is a large brother. Like, we're talking, like, probably like 1997 Big Pun. Yeah, about 97 Big Pun. By 98, when he dropped his first album, he was significantly larger. But about 97, that's about where this guy is, as far as, like, his size. And also, I just can't help but, like, men, you know, it's like, we were talking about gender-affirming care and mm-hmm. gender-affirming things. And, like, just gender-affirming, like, choices of clothing, you could say.
Yeah.
Like, with, was it Ron DeSantis with the high-heeled yeah. boot lifts? That's his gender-affirming clothing choice. And with men like this, those his shirt, his suit makes him look like not how he actually looks.
Mm.
Right? Like, in shorts and a tank top, we'll see what you really look like.
Yeah.
That, though, men get suits to look like their ideal.
I'd be willing to bet he's got some type of, like, shoulder pads going on with that suit.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little too flat and straight, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, he got... Or it's starched to the hilt. Now, I don't know if you can starch that kind of material. I don't know. All right, let's see. Keep going, playa.
And if the real world...
Also, I would not leave this guy alone with little girls. I'm just gonna say it.
I wouldn't leave him alone with any children.
Yeah, ever. Ever. Fuck no.
Honestly,
I got a bad read on him.
And not just little girls. Like, I mean, I would say women up till age 25.
Yeah. Yeah, I just fucking wouldn't. And it's not. And I'm not trying to take that episode in that dark place, but, like... And also, I'm not, like... Because I don't want to be like, oh, I just have a good judge of character. I don't think I actually have a good judge of character. It's just that... I've been through that foster care system. I've come across some people, and he gives me a read like some of the people that I came across in that foster care system wouldn't leave them around children.
I mean, just the b- based on what he said here alone, like his inability to give details of things, right? His absolute weirdo love for white supremacy, like, because how does white supremacy view little girls?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... I don't want to be dark about it, but that is, like, the natural trajectory of his ideology. Like,
yeah.
Really. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, fuck all that.
We turn back to the real word. Be talking about no real word. World. See, that real world is what's talking about all this foolishness out here. These folks that have forgotten God and now think they're smarter than God. See, we, like a pastor of mine, you say, see, we done graduated from kindergarten. So now we think we know everything. We got A, B, C, D, PhD, and all that behind our name. And all of a sudden, we think we know the secrets to the universe. You know?
That's actually what those things are for. I don't know if this guy wants to look into a telescope, but you're going to see some shit, brother. I mean, like, just a $90 telescope, you're going to see some shit.
Yeah, but that's, you know, whatever. Yeah, science is the devil's work.
Like, you realize that they know when the next, like, comet is gonna pass by the planet.
Yeah.
Your Bible doesn't know that shit, but the people that have A, B, C, D, PhD by their name fucking do. So, yeah, they actually have the secrets to the universe.
But you know what this is, though, right?
Oh, what up?
This is just the, like, an anti-science thing, but also, like, for the argument, not just an anti-science argument, but also the argument that, like, you don't need education to be an expert. Come on.
Education is bad.
Which is weird, because I swear he was just talking about arrogance and ego, like, 3 minutes ago, but all right.
Oh, it's only people that we don't like that are arrogant and egotistical.
Right.
We're just right and correct all the time about every single thing.
Right.
Which is, that is something, like, that's why YouTube pages like Jubilee will never have me on. I could have the largest following, they would never have me on, or they would kick me off midway through it. Because one thing I would just ask the person I'm supposed to oppose, can you name one thing that you're not sure if you're correct about? Because that's a serious question to ask clownservatives. Is there anything that you think you may not know?
Oh, they're going to say something stupid, like when the world is ending or what God has in store for me or something.
Right, they're going to have to answer in bad faith. But also the fact that, because I would want to get that question out there to a mainstream audience like Jubilee has, because now you're going to want to ask that to every clownservative you know, because they really don't think that there's anything they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Every accusation is a confession.
Something used to confound me. I used to go on the funny papers, social media, and I hear these guys on here talking about, you know, the ancient Egyptians built the pyramids this way and that way, and the foundations of the universe is this, that, and all this mystical hocus.
Where is he going with this? Is he about to critique ancient aliens or something?
Critique it?
I don't know.
Why would he critique ancient aliens?
I have no idea. He's about to bust a... Can you predict where he's going? I got
nothing.
What do you got?
Let's see. He said, so this is about pyramids, ancient mystical hocus pocus. I think it's going to result in ultimately... we don't know shit. Let God be in control. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Oh, fuck. Lazy. I don't want him to do that. I want you to amuse me, because you're Martin Luther King on steroids. So I want to hear some shit. All right, let's see. Fetus Kalita made the prediction. Let's see it.
Focus nonsense. Talking about the, you know, the Bible is wrong, and the Egyptians did this, and the this people did that. And I'm just looking at him thinking, wait a minute, there, Clients. Hold up. You don't even know where your children are.
What? That's the punchline?
You got children coming up like weeds.
That's the punchline? You don't know where your children are? Now, talk out the other side of your mouth and say that children aren't playing outside. We used to go out and just be gone all day. Our parents didn't know where we were.
You just come home when the streetlights come on.
Go ahead and say it out the other side of your mouth.
Also, why is he so focused on Egypt?
I think he just freestyled that one. I think that was extemporaneous. Yeah, I don't think much of what he has to say is planned,
Because also, when you're talking to a right-wing audience, does it have to be?
No.
Just
no,
fucking, yeah, just freestyle and drop their favorite lines.
Right, it's like a bullshit sandwich. You just need the ending and the beginning, and it doesn't matter what you do in the middle.
Right? He's got the bread. And yeah, it doesn't matter, because in this bullshit sandwich, remember, he can't afford the meat. So he has to fucking put bullshit in it.
So it's a wish sandwich.
It's a wish. I wish. God damn. All right, brother.
Are you gonna tell me you know the foundations of the universe?
All right.
You don't even know the basic foundations of life, which is if you created life, you need to take care of life. How you gonna tell me anything else? The reason why they don't know is because they've forgotten that wisdom is the greatest thing you can have. See, there's things in society where God has been purged, and now it's in chaos. The first one of those things I'm going to talk to you about today is something called education.
Ooh.
Fuck.
I do not like the way he said education.
We're going to keep going. Education. We are at 55 minutes. We're going to keep the fuck going.
See, let me let you in on a secret. The reason why public education exists is not because some highfalutin eggheads got together in a room and decided to make public schools. The reason why public education exists in this country is because people of faith knew that in order for children to be successful, they had to be able to read and write and do mathematics.
Wait, hold on. Is that the history?
Public education came to be, for one, because it provided daycare for working parents, and two, because a bunch of philanthropists got together to train children how to be better workers, which is why a lot of schooling is the way it is.
That was funny, because I totally forgot to pause it before asking you that. So I was like, do we need to Google something real quick? And now y'all folks know how I do those things. I'll look at something, and then I'll stop what I'm doing, I'll search, and then I'll come back, and I'll be like, so this was published in the Phoenix Sun in 1992. All right, keep going.
So those people of faith came together and established public schools. They came together and established great universities like Harvard.
Excuse me? Harvard that was built on cotton money?
I know he picked Harvard on purpose for that.
Yeah, he's a troll. He's a troll.
Also, it's weird that he's praising public schools when his wife sits on a board that like oversees a bunch of charter schools, but whatever.
I wonder if he's gonna tangent to that. I wonder if we even have time for the rest of this, because this shit, if we're at the on the YouTube video, it's at the 2-hour and 2-minute mark. And it goes to 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Oh my God.
So maybe we should set ourselves a time limit. How many more minutes you want to do of our recording?
Of our recording. Let's do like 10 more.
All right.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Set a 10-minute timer.
10 minutes starting now.
All right. Siri said so. Let's go.
It's in place so people could have knowledge to go along with wisdom so that they could do great things. But see, along the way, some of these people decided that their PhDs were their God, was their Bible, and that their knowledge was their God. And they decided they didn't need God anymore. Somewhere along the way, they said, you know, we don't need God to be in public education. We need to get him out of there. Some little old woman named Madeline O'Hara went to the schools and sued. And the Supreme Court sided with them. And on that day, they told God, they packed all this stuff up in a little cardboard box and slid it across the desk and said, sir, your services here at this school are no longer needed.
That's bullshit and a half. Mm-hmm. So actually, it just said that teachers can't lead children in prayer.
Yep.
Children can still choose to pray on their own, and the teacher can sit and silently pray by themselves on their own. And if I know anything about your stupid little fucking book, the fictional character Jesus, mm-hmm. Yeshua, Joshua, whatever the fuck, I have a DVD called Joshua the Jew, he said you're supposed to pray by yourself in the closet.
Yeah.
Not a public display, ass face.
They don't read that part.
They read it. They just don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about anything in that fucking book. All they care about is, and I social control, but also it's patriarchal. Mm-hmm. This is about ejaculation. This is men wanting to ejaculate where they want, when they want, and in whom they want. Mm-hmm. And social control is how they know they can get to do it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be real. It's all about ejaculating. And I use that word on purpose because so it can sound as gross as it is. All right.
You can go in the same way you came in. You can go out the same way you came in. And God grabbed his belongings and he left the building. And when he...
Wait, how?
What happened to God is always with us?
No, he's not omnipresent anymore.
He's not omnipresent
because anymore. Apparently somehow a woman who is supposed to be a second-class citizen was powerful enough that she made your deity no longer omnipresent. Yes. Which, if anything, she's God then.
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm praising that mother. I've been praising Queen Latifah the whole time. That's what I do. Every time somebody makes a God joke online, I just put an image of Queen Latifah and say, yeah, I pray to her. UNITY, Buster. Ah. Who you calling a snitch?
Or something, I don't know. Something like that.
Did a spirit of darkness descended on the hallways. And it's been getting darker and darker and darker ever since.
Uh-uh. Hold on, partner chief. All right, so he's saying, so that Supreme Court ruling was what year?
1961.
And he said a darkness fell over that got darker. Now, when I see a trajectory happening, I expect there to be a relatively smooth slope with a bump here or there. Mm-hmm. But that was 1961. Columbine was 1999. And from 1999 to 2014, school shootings were about every 124 days. From 2015 to 18, every 77 days. And we've seen how things have increased since then, mm-hmm. to where school shootings, like, unless it's hitting, like, Sandy Hook numbers, doesn't even really stand in the news that long. Like, Cat Williams saying stupid shit on a podcast will get more headlines than a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, take it down a notch, you fucking liar. And this article was published way before now. Let's see, what year was it? Okay, this is a 2020 article. So, yeah, if I find something even newer than that. But, of course, COVID kind of hurt the school shootings a little bit.
Did it, though? I think there were still, technically speaking, school shootings. They just weren't called school shootings because they were happening in homeschools.
Whew.
Like, I just want someone to run the numbers.
Ooh. Yeah, if it was during school hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Remember when somebody, a Republican, I don't remember when or where, they probably deleted the tweet, but they were like, Trump's been in office and school shootings been going down. Somebody had to remind them it was the middle of the summer.
Right? Yeah.
All right, a couple more minutes.
From that time to this, you look where we've come. You know, there was a time in this country when we were teaching fifth graders how to read and write Greek and Latin. Fifth graders.
Who? What? Where
children
was this?
Children in the fifth.
When was this?
Do you want to look and see if it's, like, even real?
Maybe at bougie private schools.
I'll let it keep playing while Phoenix Kalita does some fast action research. Physical Leader is good at this. Physical Leader has the best keywords. I swear to fuck, my keywords take me nowhere.
In sixth grade, we were teaching them Greek and Latin. Now we can't even teach them to read on a grade level. Not only can we not teach them to read on a grade...
Does the defunding from the Reagan administration have anything to do with anything you're talking about?
Probably. Also, it's noted that they stopped teaching Latin at private schools, not public schools, in the 1960s because universities began abandoning Latin as an entry requirement for medicine and law degrees.
Because also, why the fuck does it matter? Isn't this America? Take English.
Yeah.
Talk English. Talk English.
And did he say Greek as well?
Yes, he said Greek and Latin.
They didn't teach kids Greek.
He said they did.
He said they did.
Yeah, he said they did, and they clapped. Therefore, it happened.
Therefore, it happened.
This is how they do it.
And I just want to add, they note that when it disappeared from high schools, not fifth grade elementary schools. This wasn't for elementary school kids, but all right.
Well, given the intellect this guy's working with, maybe fifth grade is high school to him. You don't know. Shit. You don't know, Buster.
Yeah. Level. We got them sitting up in classrooms with teachers, looking at them saying, you know, you really don't have to be a boy or a girl. You could be whatever you feel.
Ah, we're playing. Here mm-hmm. we go. The transphobia. That is the low-hanging fruit. That is when you're getting tired of freestyling. Like, going to the transphobia, that's like, for those of you that remember when I used to cover Tariq Nasheed a lot, like, when he starts forgetting what he's rambling about, he just says, Coon Mammy Negro Bedwench to recalibrate himself. Yeah. It's like, inadvertently the funniest shit to see happen in real time. And that is what clown servitors do. It's time to start talking about gender to recalibrate, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about Greek and Latin. He said fifth grade. Then he said sixth grade. He's lost the plot. So now it's time to go gender. Mm-hmm. This is his way of saying Coon Mammy Negro Bedwench. Look at the crowd. They want this. This is their thing now.
Right.
They didn't even know they loved transphobia so much until this recent decade. Until Orange is the New Black came out, and everybody, what's homegirl's name that was in there?
Laverne Cox.
Yeah, until Laverne Cox hit the scene and the 10-minute timer went off, they did not know they loved transphobia so much. So let's hit the transphobia segment and wrap the episode. And shout out to MJ, co-producer.
See, this is what got me in so-called trouble. But let me go ahead and tell you like this. And if the little man from that little thing that recorded the last one, I hope he's in here again. Record this one too. And run, go tell it.
Run, go tell it. Run, to who? You realize you're not actually in trouble when people just disagree with you in public, you fucking punk. Like, Jesus Christ. All right, I'm gonna start talking that shit. I'm meet this man. We're gonna have a toxic masculinity contest. I will win.
Take your recording home, put it on your little thing, and chop it up however you want to chop it up. You can do whatever you want to do with it, because I'm going to tell it, and you can run, go, repeat it.
See, even the word choices are so performative. You know the word edit.
Mm-hmm.
You know the word clip. But you said, go and chop it up. How you going to chop it up? Because you're performing for these folks. Or as Tupac Shakur would say, these devils.
And also, like, chop it up or edit it, even as a concept, sounds really silly here, because we already know.
Yeah.
What you said. You know what you said. I know what you said. Your audience knows what you said. We all know what you said. There is no, like, editing to make you look bad or, like, to misrepresent what you said. We all know what you said.
It's informing the populace of what an elected official is saying. Like, that's just the news, my man. Jesus.
These people who are putting this pornography in our schools.
Here we go.
These teachers, or so-called teachers, that's promoting this pornography and this filth. Let me say that again real loud so they can hear it. Filth! It's filth! Anytime you take what's meant for adults, spread it amongst children. My wife, we got children and we all know how they got here. I ain't gonna sit down and try to tell that to my children or nobody else's children. That's not...
Why wouldn't you? They should probably know that. You teach children about those things so that if a sexual predator comes after them, they know what's wrong, what's right, and what to tell you, and they know they're safe to tell you, and they're not scared and ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you tell them.
That's why you tell them. And also, like, we know how they got here. Everybody knows. No, actually, they don't. That's why in sex ed, one of the first things they do is dispel myths, right? We did it in high school. It was like, what were some of the common myths? I can't get pregnant if I don't have an orgasm. Not true. I can't get pregnant if it's my first time. Not true, right? All these sort of things. So no, actually, people don't really understand how sex works.
And this is, I don't think I've said this name on the podcast, but I'm going to go ahead and name names. And I mean, it's not like this is CNN and someone's going to be like, hey man, don't say my name. This is from Spanaway in the fucking mid-90s, all right? And the family was the Tear family. The father was John, the son was James, the mother was Linda Tear. Mm-hmm. And Linda Tear was the fucking weirdo. Like, she, if she's still alive, she's a QAnon lady, 100%.
Ooh.
Because he wasn't allowed to have a Teddy Ruxpin because that was the devil.
Oh, God.
Right? That's the type of person she was. And when it was time for sex ed in grade 5 at Camas Prairie Elementary School, he couldn't take it because she wouldn't sign the slip.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're all going into junior high school and we're all, like, in the throes of puberty, and we're like, man, I would really like to do what sex is,
mm-hmm.
because I'm in puberty and erections have a different meaning now, you know? And because he said the most bizarre shit standing at the bus stop, he was like, yeah, I want to do it too, but I don't want to put it in her butt though, because I don't want him to get pregnant because I don't want to have a kid. He thought that pregnancy came from anal sex because he didn't go in sex education.
You know, I knew someone who, when they were about 6 years old, thought that because they saw a dog giving birth and thought the puppies were coming out of her butt. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Not good. Mm-hmm. You got to teach them.
Yes.
A little bit more, because Phoenix Cleater said 10 minutes and that timer did go off.
None of their business.
Amen.
These teachers that want to, these so-called educators, let me change that. Because let me tell you something. The vast majority of teachers out there are disgusted by this the same way I am. And they want it gone from the hallways of the classroom, too. And we're standing up for them as much as we are anybody. These so-called educators that will tell me a filthy book with pornographic images in it just because it won some award, just an award-winning book.
And just so we're clear, like, from my preteens forward, I did, like, all my book reports on Virginia Andrews books, V.C. Andrews. And there is child rape in every single one of those motherfucking books.
Yeah.
And, again, I didn't get beat by my mother, and I read V.C. Andrews books. I probably shouldn't have been reading Stephen King's It. I did that behind my mother's back because I liked reading her Stephen King books. Made me feel like a little grown-up. And I grew up to be this. The so-called model citizen that y'all claim to want so motherfucking bad.
And also, like, I don't believe his use of the word pornography. Like, what is pornographic to him?
Yeah.
Because when you say pornography, I'm, so, like, first of all, not just nudity, but, like, sexualized nudity, right? Like, there's a difference between a picture of genitals so you can point out the different parts. Like, here's the different parts of a penis. Here's what a vulva looks like. As opposed to, like, here is two people fucking on camera. Because to me, that's pornography.
Yeah.
So a huge difference between those things. So I'm already, like, I really wish you would. But, of course, you can't clarify because when they get to specific, then it becomes apparent how ridiculous they are. So he'll never stop being vague about it, but whatever.
Yeah. And like, what, A Mice of Mice and Men wasn't really the cleanest book. Where's that nigger at? You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. I remember some of the language in one of the V.C. Andrews books. This was after she had been raped as a child by a pedophile,
mm-hmm.
She was raped by a teenage boy, and the language the book said was, he spent himself. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, ugh. But I was like, I kept reading and did my little book report. Mm-hmm. You know, because like, that's, you read and it gives you a perspective.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, like that really just added to, I'm going to use the word feminism that was already slowly budding within me. Because mm-hmm. I was like, yo, because I know it's a fictional book, but the writer didn't get these thoughts from nowhere.
Right.
You know, they're drawn from real life. Which, wanna wrap it up here?
Yeah, I was just gonna add one more thing about the sex ed, because this whole thing is reminding me. I was reading a Twitter thread. I know, I'm chronically on Twitter. But it was actually a teacher who, one of her students, a young student, was being, like, molested. And she kept trying to tell people, but she didn't have the language. And her parents, like, refused to teach her, like, words like vagina or vulva, something like that. And so she kept referring to people touching her cookie.
Oh,
because she did, because she didn't, like, have words. And everyone was like, no one took your lunchbox. Like, your cookies are, like, they thought she meant, like, literal cookies. They're like, what? Your cookies are in your lunchbox. What the fuck are you talking about? And we didn't know. And when they finally did sex ed and taught the words, she was like, that's my cookie. And they were like, oh, okay, now we know what you meant when you were talking about your cookie. Like, and that, but they don't want little girls, well, little boys too, to have those terms and have that sort of bodily autonomy so that they can snitch on these fucking rapist pedophiles.
See? And now, do you want to leave this guy alone with any children? Because looks like a cookie monster to me. Mm. Shit. God damn. Sorry about that, MJ. The rest of the episode was not that. Okay. And it looks like I have to hold the microphone cord there. Alright, so we are wrapping it up there. Also, quite literal technical difficulties in like the last 10 seconds of the episode. Thank you, MJ. I literally forgot what my closing remarks were going to be because the microphones are illin, the cheapest mixing board I've ever had in all of my time recording since I was 17. I will never get a Harbinger again. I am very... Fuck. Yo, you hear the technical problem here. I'm just gonna put it out like that so you know what's wrong. I need to replace this piece of shit.